Pull up a chair and join us at the table this week for another episode of Paper, Pencil, Dice, a tabletop role-playing podcast.
Welcome back to Paper, Pencil, Dice. I'm the Game Master, Tony. With me here is Mark. Say hello, Mark.
Hi there, folks.
And Brian.
Hello.
Chris.
Howdy.
And Chris, too.
That's me. Chris also.
Chris also. Well, the two Chris's sat next to each other. So.
Chris the afterthought.
Chris the second. would you guys like to tell us what happened last time on Paper, Pencil, Dice?
We attacked a caravan.
Well, technically they attacked us.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not a Dodge caravan, though.
It wasn't a Dodge caravan, even though we thought it was going to be. We tried to dodge the caravan.
You did not successfully dodge the caravan.
Which is the same joke we told last time.
That's okay. I think it is, yeah.
That's all right.
So they attacked us. There was a couple of hiding. There was a couple out in the open.
We laid the smack down.
We did lay the smack down with fireballs. And we had a...
What was that again?
You have to wait till the next episode to hear that again. All right. So we laid the smack down. Then we were trying to get the lady to tell us about
one.
We captured the who turned out to be a cleric later on. She could tell us what's going on. She drank some poison. We had some conversations about whether or not we could revive her or not. It turned pretty dark pretty
fast. Guys had very good skills at figuring out if she was dead or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, we still have problems with that. Anyway, so...
Then you
took
guys,
the cart.
You guys fixed the cart so I could ride it.
Yeah, we fixed the cart. Gave everyone a proper burial of all the slaughtering that happened. Found a note that had the word dread on it. Doesn't really help us. We don't know if they're talking about them. But we do know the holy symbol that was carried by the lady does belong to the dreaded crows.
And dread crowns.
Dread crowns, thank you. I have to get one name wrong every session.
Of course.
And then we put the cart back together and we headed towards the castle and... We are at the castle gate, and we call time.
Yep. So you guys find yourselves in a sandy area, desert, just past the plains. You're far enough into the desert that you know you can't actually see the grasslands from here. What?
Nothing. I was thinking like Airbus or Boeing planes, but that's fine.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. Anyway, so you're in a desert area. In front of you, in stark contrast to the rest of the rather barren terrain, is you notice the city consists of walls. There appear to be cobble sandstone walls standing nearly 20 feet tall. They stand in defiance of the rest of the terrain. Past the walls, you see several buildings of varying heights, some rather plain, made of wood, some are more ornate, made of stone. A few even have gold inlaid into the roofs. The one structure stands taller than all the rest of them. It's a gold-roofed pylon, and what appears to be a circular face on the front of it with two arms pointing at different numbers, ranging from 1 to 12. Off towards the east, flowing near the city, you see the edges of a river. It's barely moving, but it does appear to be supporting some foliage along the banks of the stagnant water. In line in front of you, there appears to be a couple caravans worth of people who are being interviewed by the guards. You can hear murmured conversation between the guards and the caravans seem to be asking, what are they bringing into the city? Why are they bringing it into the city? So on and so forth. Besides that, you hear a little bit of commotion inside the city from probably trade or people talking. Beyond that, the only other sound you guys can hear is the wind blowing across the nearby sand dunes. So what do you do?
I think I'll start and I'll call out to Hup and I was like, hey, maybe before we get into the city, it looks like they're stopping some people. Let's get our story straight.
I think we talked about that already as we were leaving the caravan. And I thought we were going to use the jeweler angle.
Right.
That we were going to sell some jewelry, right?
Right. But if they investigate the cart and we have no jewelry.
We're buyers.
There we go. I like that angle. We can say that we're there to
pick up. We're going to fill this cart with jewelry.
Probably don't want to tell the guards that we're filling anything with jewelry.
What did you say the walls were made of? Cobblestone?
Sandstone. Sandstone.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's made of just kind of sandstone rocks that are just kind of built into a wall, essentially. Yep.
That makes more sense.
I think I should be the one in charge.
Like, where are you getting that in the desert? Like, would it be magical?
You think you should be in charge?
I think I should be the one that...
Absolutely. Good luck.
Be in charge.
I totally know that.
I'll be the one riding the cart.
You haven't played with Mark before.
You should totally be the guy.
You go ahead and try that. You see what happens.
I'm not going to talk.
I mean, obviously, when we encountered the broken down cart, he was the master that I was guarding.
Correct.
All right, let's get up to the guards. Let's get in the city. Find out what's going on.
Okay.
This is the master has tons and tons and tons of loose cash on him.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And a necklace.
Don't touch it.
All right, so you proceed forward. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is it turned? I mean, you say there's a couple caravans ahead of us, yes. So they're kind of one at a time taking him into the city. Is that correct, what we're seeing?
Yeah, they seem to be interviewing him, asking him questions. They're kind of far enough apart and they're not loud enough to really overhear exactly what's being asked, so maybe the sentiment.
Sure, so can I come up close enough to, like, on Fred to kind of, you know, close the gap a little bit and see if I can hear? Do a perception check on that?
Give me a stealth check.
Stealth check? Perfect, I can do a stealth check. I'm very good at that. I rolled a 2.
Not the night well.
Your streak of ones is finally over.
My ones are gone. Look, I've doubled it. That's a 10.
All right. So, singing his own theme song. he does the whole whistling nonchalantly on his way up to the gates, and honestly, no one really sees. You know, they kind of take notices. Like, they look over at you, and then kind of just shrug and go back to what
they don't
doing.
Care.
They don't seem to care. But yeah, the questions they're asking is, what are you doing here? You know, what are you bringing to the city? What's your business here? Questions along those lines. One of the caravans, the second one in line, the one immediately in front of you, because the first one makes it through. Second one is actually turned away. Because apparently they were bringing just, people who were looking for a new place to live.
Gotcha.
And, they had pretty much they were turned away because, the city of Nishun apparently wants people who have something to bring to the city.
Sure.
It seems to be what they care about. So they're not just letting anyone come through.
Okay.
That's kind of the sentiment you get out of overhearing that. And then you make it back to your group and...
Relay the information. They're just basically doing checks on who's coming in, what their business is. Standard customs questions.
Okay.
You get up and you get a good look at the guards. The guards are wearing sort of off-white tunics and loose-fitting pants. They each have a sword by their side. Strapped to their side. They have kind of loose-fitting but face-covering, mouth-face-covering helmets. So you can see their eyes. You can't necessarily see their mouths, but you can tell just based on the structure of the helmet. There's a lot of holes in it to let airflow through.
Sure.
So you can kind of a little bit see their mouths, but not really. They walk up and they approach your cart as you pull it forward and say, "What brings you to mighty Nishun, Jewel of Alcazar?"
We are here to do some business.
What kind of business are you doing here?
I'm a jeweler by trade, and we're here to do some trading.
Oh, what do you have to trade?
I've got a few jewels, and I kind of talk about the ones that I got from from Bob Smith. So those were, I think they were pretty small.
Yeah.
Like garnets and things of that nature. Nothing of high quality, but, got to start somewhere.
Okay. And the others are?
I am Tegan. I am the mercantile. While he can figure out the quality of the gems that we're trading, I'm the one that figures out the price of the gems. That guy over there is obviously our hired manpower, and then obviously our benefactor.
Very well. Well, The city of Mischune welcomes
Go
all...
Go away! Sudden end of the narrative.
The city of Mischune welcomes all who would contribute, but be warned, we will tolerate no trouble. Should you cause issues, we have no qualms here with retribution. Fair Proceed. Enough. And they both step aside and open the gates for you.
Super. So when the gates open, do we see a lot of guards? I mean, does it seem like a large military presence?
Or I mean, is it... you see, there's probably no street you can see that has no guards on it. But, you know, there's not, like, regiments marching down the streets right. or anything like that. You know, it appears to be kind of in the more mercantile areas. There appears to be more guards kind of standing by. And there's that's one of the other things you notice the moment you enter the city is there are a lot of just small mercantile areas, small, you know, a street with just lined with carts and, you know, stands and people trying to yell over the crowds, you know, selling their wares, whatever they may be. As you continue on, you run into just a lot of people. There's people of all walks. There's a very large variety of just different, like races and, you know, elves and dwarves and gnomes and, you know, there's even some that you haven't seen before. There's, you know, large, you know, hairy cow-headed people that are bipedal. Hmm. Yeah, there's just things.
Are they wearing muumuus?
They're just wearing muumuus.
Audience, if you could see Tony's face right now, it's priceless.
Priceless is one way of putting it.
I think they are.
Yeah. Being that you probably don't know what a muumuu is, you are welcome to think whatever you like. you guys are in the city of Mischune. There's a lot of stuff to see and streets extending in all directions. What do you guys do once you're first in the city?
We probably should find a area that we can set up like an inn or something like that as a base of operations and then move into the city and go find what we need to find. We need to find out where this gem's at.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's head to the nearest inn.
I think we find someplace really nice that our benefactor can pay for the rooms with.
I don't know about that.
Well, right away, you don't see any inns nearby, right near the gates. But I'm sure if you go looking, you could probably find one or ask around.
Yeah, I think we just check with... So does it seem... Is it spoken wheel type of layout? Is it more grid layout?
It's kind of spoken wheel. It seems that there's probably like a center... that clock tower in the middle...
So that's probably like...
It's kind of the middle of town. Everything sort of
does it seem like it gets
there.
Nicer towards the middle?
It does tend to be nicer, and there's kind of... So you have the middle area where the nicest and also tallest of the cities are, and the largest building with the shiniest gold roof is also right near the clock
tower. That's where we're headed. Let's head there.
And then around, sort of in a ring around there, is the largest market area, just surrounding the wealthy area of town. And then outside of that is just random. There's like, you know, a religious district, and then there's, you know, sort of lower income districts. There's just all kinds of stuff all around.
Right.
It's not in any form of necessarily order.
Sure.
On the outer radius.
I would highly suggest that we do go for something that a merchant might go to. That would be hauling gems or whatnot, so that
so
we don't
upper.
Appear out of sorts.
Middle upper.
Yes, probably something nicer, not to draw attention to ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you ask anyone?
Yep. We'll ask a guard.
Okay. Yep. Can I help you?
Yes, we're looking for a inn of some quality, but nothing too extravagant.
Well, if you want something nicer, there's the Horse's Cellar. It's
sound very nice.
It's one of the quieter inns. It's in the just on the inside of the market district. It tends to be a little bit more expensive. But generally, patrons that go there are, you know, left alone. So it's a good quiet place to rest your feet. If you want a place that's lively and full of fun and action, there's the Fool and Mug. This place is, frequented by anywhere from the nobility to the merchants to even the soldiers will drink there on occasion. And that is probably the most lively at all hours of the day of the inns. And then the last is the Broken Shield. It's the largest of the taverns and inns. It's one of the best places if you're going to look for information, a good place to eat, or even a companion for your bed, or anything else in between for that matter. But anything you're looking for the most part, can be found at the Broken Shield, predominantly. And I can direct you to any one of them if you'd like.
Sure. But,
do you have any ideas of the price ranges for the three?
Fool and Mug and the Broken Shield are roughly comparable, and the Horse's Cellar tends to be a little bit more, but okay. They vary.
I mean, considering we're here to trade with gems, it probably makes sense to be closer to the marketplace, would it not?
I think, but I like the idea of a quieter inn that we can kind of lay low at.
The Horse's Cellar is by the market.
Yeah. So
at the same time, having one that's very busy could also let us blend in a well.
Right. Is it? Nope, absolutely. We could go, though, to the busier one and retreat back to the
quieter one.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's get directions to both the Horse's Cellar and the Fool and Mug, please.
Okay. So, Horse's Cellar, if you go straight down this way, it points down the road. Turn right two streets before the large tower in the center. You'll find it right on your left side. Fool and Mug, you can find it just on the outside outer ring. It's actually not far from the Horse's Cellar at all. It's just up past the marketplace towards the wall from there.
Super.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Happy to help.
So, I say we head to there. I'd like to pay attention to, the quality of the shops, what the shops are, if there's any jewelers that might be of, jewel-type sellers. And trying to be as nonchalant or stealthy as possible.
I mean, there are some jewelry shops. There's shops that sell knickknacks. Probably a lot of, pottery work, there's a lot of bakeries, a lot of leather workers, stuff like that, but jewelry doesn't appear to be something there's a lot of. You probably maybe see one on your way there. You could tell from the outside the quality is probably below even what you're capable of making. Hup.
Yep.
But, they probably deal more in volume than they do in quality, most sure. likely, this kind of a place.
What about from the magic side, from the arcane side? Is there any buildings that stand out as we're getting closer to the city center?
You probably find one magic shop. There's, it seems to be more of a stall than a shop.
Mm.
But it's a small gnome with a massively oversized turban on the top of his head, and he keeps holding up rings and things, and he's trying to get people, and people seem to just walking past him.
I want to go talk to him.
Okay.
I will join you.
Okay. Good day, good sir.
Hi.
My name's Tegan, and yours?
I'm Saeed. By the way, are you interested in a ring?
I am not. Oh. Actually, I'm looking for some info, if you could help me.
I don't tend to sell info.
I don't need you to sell it. I'm just general layout of the land. So, you're the first magic shop I've seen coming in the gates today. Is there any other magic shops besides yours?
Well, there are no magic shops anywhere near as wonderful as mine. Saeed's Mysteries.
Understand that. So, any others in town besides yours?
Oh, yes, there are others in town, but you need to go nowhere else but Saeed's Mysteries.
Understand that, Saeed. So, what about one that deals in gemstones?
But typically, gemstones would not usually be found at magic shops.
Just in case someone had something that was magical and a gem.
If you have something to offer that's magical and a gem, you'd likely want to go speak to the royalty here in town. They're likely the only ones who could afford something that rare.
even if it was super small?
Size matters not when power is concerned.
Mm. Okay.
As I can easily tell you, and he like pumps himself up.
As he's kind of chit chatting, I'm kind of like looking around the yep. stall, as you said.
You see a little stall, like a little bin that says Rings of Fertility, and
oh goodness,
yeah, they're, like he has a bunch of these. Just kind of, you know, if you use any of your detect magic, there is magic on them, but it's pretty low power magic. It seems to be more just treasures, knickknacks. You're not really sure exactly what all they are.
Yeah.
He also has a little bin labeled wands.
Oh. What's his name?
Saeed.
My Saeed. What are these wands you have here?
Ah, these are the greatest in wands. Have you ever been out on a cold desert night and thought a campfire would be wonderful right now? Well, no problem at all with these. And he holds one up and like strikes it against the tent, and like the end flares up. He goes, with this, you can light any campfire you'd like. And he blows it out. It's reusable.
I can do that without a wand.
It's a torch.
Anything else?
I have several of them.
Several torches.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Saeed's
Bye,
Saeed. Mysteries.
See you later, Saeed. All right.
I know the mystery.
I think I do.
How's he still in business?
We're starting to get the idea why everyone else wasn't going to his shop.
Yeah. But he's got a cool hat.
He does have a very cool hat.
What was hidden in the hat?
A cat.
A cat.
In the hat.
Oh.
Oh, man.
What do you think about that?
Nice. So let's keep going towards the...
keep going towards the center.
Yeah, we're going to the horse's cellar first, and then we'll go to the Fallen Mug.
Okay.
Yep. Horse's cellar, yep.
Okay. You eventually make it to the horse's cellar. So fairly, you know, it's a nondescript building. It's well marked. It's got a picture of a horse, a cart being pulled by the horse, and just says the words horse's cellar on the sign. You go in, and there's... pretty empty building for the most part. You see a couple people out in the dining area that are eating, but just kind of keeping themselves. Pretty quiet overall. There is a barmaid that's out sweeping the floor, seemingly kind of sweeping sand towards the door. Behind the bar is a sort of a middle-aged, fairly skinny guy. Kind of wiping out a glass and looks up and goes, oh, welcome to the horse's cellar. What can I help you with?
We need rooms.
Oh, wonderful. How many?
Two. We can probably double up.
Sure. I think I'll take my room. They can triple up.
I will pay for my own room.
You want to be in your own room in a new city? All right. You go ahead. Have fun with that.
So how many rooms?
I'll bunk with someone else because I want to keep
so
watch.
Three.
Three rooms.
Three rooms. All right.
And how much are the rooms?
They are one gold a night, but that comes with meals in the morning and the evening.
Great. How much is your stable fees?
Stable fees are one gold a week.
One gold a week. Great.
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 All right.
How long will you be staying?
7 days.
7 days?
Yeah.
All right. 7 days, three rooms. How many horses are you stabling?
Just one.
One? Okay. So that will be 22 gold.
Okay. Pay the man.
You knew it was coming.
I scowl at you, you don't get to and turn over 22 gold to the man.
Thank you. And he hands you three keys. And just points up to the second floor. You can kind of see the balcony up there. It goes, I got you three rooms all adjacent to each other. 13, 14, and 15.
I will take room 15.
Okay.
I'm taking lucky 13. Are they adjacent to each other? Yes. They don't go opposite?
No, okay. They're all adjacent to each other.
Okay.
And I will lock the door before Tegan gets there.
That is not cool.
He's sleeping in the hall.
Tegan crosses his arms, looks all grumpy. And
take my point nose and just start.
So 13, 14, and 15?
Yep.
And so is 13 closest to the stairs?
11 would be closest to the stairs.
Of the three, 13 would be closest.
Yes, 13 is the closest to the stairs of the three.
Yep.
I'm in the middle.
No. 14. Yeah, you're in the middle. And we're on the other side.
We're on the end. Closest to the escape.
Yeah. Murder room, or what's that called? With the room right next to the stairs is what murder row or whatever it's called. Won't be bad.
That sounds ominous.
What kind of places are you staying here?
Go on, Chris. What was it called again?
Never mind. I'm not going to give DM any more ideas. He's got enough.
Murder them in their sleep, yes.
So we should... I'm assuming he took the horse to...
Yeah, he calls a stable boy to come and take the horse.
I'm assuming they take the cart as well, or
yeah,
is it
the horse and the cart?
Yeah, they take the cart and they separate the horse. They detach the horse from the cart. And
fabulous.
Or were they the mystery horses?
They were the mystery horses.
What? Oh, the rest of your horses?
No, the two horses that were pulling
only
the cart.
Were the mystery horses.
Oh, okay. So are you not?
I mean, they
stabling the mystery.
Nope, they're spectral.
The spectral horses. Oh, yeah. Okay, I forgot that you have the spectral horses on the cart. I thought Fred was on the cart.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Fred is too proud to.
So, have you unsummoned the spectral horses before you came in, or did the stable go out and meet the spectral horses?
I do. I unsummoned it before we started talking about the innkeeper.
He's got to move the heavy cart by himself.
He's still got Fred. He's going to hook Fred up.
Actually, he probably assumes Fred was the one attaches Fred to it to bring the cart in.
Fred kind of crosses his front legs and shakes his head.
Because that's what horses do.
Yeah, when you go up to the room, Hup just looks longingly out the window at Fred.
He's a good horse.
All right, let's go to the food and mug.
Fool and mug.
Fool and mug. Oh, man.
Fool with mug.
Looking for food.
So are the locks?
We get dinner. Room there.
So the rooms, it's a higher quality inn. Are the the rooms lockable? Are they higher quality locked than we would normally see in a lower inn?
So you, as a rogue, understand you could pick these locks fairly easily.
Sure.
But they are definitely higher quality than most inns. I mean, they're still not. They're easy.
They're not a fortress.
They're not a fortress level lock. I mean, it wouldn't be an insurmountable, thievery DC to pick them. But yes, they are. They're locks that were likely, in the single digit gold in value each.
So it's not a hook lock where it just hook goes in and keeps the door closed.
So is there As a rogue, can I improve the quality of a lock?
No, that would be craft locksmithing.
Sure, okay. So I'm going to put, a string or something along the door to make sure that nobody's coming in or leaving the room without...
So at least you have a trace of if someone's been in the room.
Right, absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, let's go get some fools and mugs.
All right, so you all leave together?
Yeah.
As
we're leaving, as we get down to the common room, I'd like to check the room to see if there's anybody, watching us,
Okay.
Chasing us.
Give me a perception check.
All right. Come on, ones. I rolled a 15. Perception of 6. So it's 21.
21. I mean, they're the bartender and some of the barkeeps are looking at you, but more so the intent you get is more out of the do you need anything type look. There does not appear to be anyone casing you at the moment that you notice.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, I'm going to still have all my gear, my sword and shield and everything with me. I'm not going to leave that room, so I'll...
Oh, I didn't leave it.
Does anyone leave anything behind in the room?
Yes, I'll have left probably my hand crossbow, my short bow. I'll keep my dagger, my rapier, my sap.
I'll leave my slingshot.
Okay.
That's it. And oh, the venture pack.
Presumably, you all lock up your rooms.
I'll leave my, of course, my pack there, but my weapons and everything I'll take with me.
That makes sense. All right.
I'll leave my self-esteem back there, too.
You didn't have that, did you?
Self-control.
You proceed and head your way to the...
Fool in the Mug?
Fool in the Mug.
So as we get, as we're kind of, again, I want to make sure I'm kind of noting the types of shops, looking for jewelry shops, things of that nature.
So in this area, the market nearby, the horses cellar, you do actually see probably a couple jewelry shops, and they're of decent quality.
Sure.
There's also an arms dealer who seems to be dealing in, you know, swords and mostly melee weapons. He doesn't appear to have much in the way of bows or crossbows or anything like that. You see various people who are selling things that are generally someone who would actually have a decent amount of disposable income could actually afford. So the district just outside of the horse cellar seems to be more of the luxury or exotic items as opposed to, you know, the bakers and, you know, sure, stuff like that.
I'd like to go into a couple of the shops and see if I can find, like, a jewelry shop.
So one of the jewelry shops is an open-air one. The other one is an indoor one. So which one would you
prefer? Let's go to the open-air one.
Okay.
And I'm looking basically for things that are underpriced, right? Okay. Things that look like they have a good stone, but poor craftsmanship.
I will go with him. I will use my mercantile lore to help him with that.
You have jewelry lore, don't you?
I have... Jewelry crafting, I have art lore.
Go ahead and give me the art lore check, because that would be kind of more in the...
Sure.
Gemstones are pretty easy to, you know, a gemstone of a certain size and a certain weight is pretty much always consistently worth something. It's, you know, gemstones are actually so consistent in this world that they're sometimes interchangeable with currency.
Sure.
But something that's ornately carved or something like that generally has more value. And at that point, it kind of falls more into the art world.
So I rolled a 19. I add a 7, so that would be a 26.
Okay. You see some at this open-air one that are drastically overpriced.
Sure.
But you also see probably one that is a little bit underpriced.
Okay. So how much is the underpriced one?
It is 35 gold.
I'm going to purchase that.
Okay. It appears to be, it's a sort of a white stone, like an opal of some sort, but it's carved into what looks like a lily flower.
Okay. So I will give 35 gold for that. Okay.
And he happily, you know, takes the gold and sells it to the gem and...
Yeah, I should have bartered that down.
Bid you farewell.
Yep. Yep. I should have bartered him down. We always should have.
You had him along.
Like, by the way, that the one I did read a little bit more about your ability to get the best price at something.
Yeah.
That's done in days.
Yeah.
It takes days to do that.
Yeah. No, I was going to do either like a diplomacy or a mercantile lore. I'd do mercantile lore check to figure out to appraise it and then do the diplomacy to bring it down.
Yeah. I could have cast my lights cantrip to daze him.
Probably would have gotten caught at some point.
Punch him in the face, take his stuff.
Run fast.
He's dazed.
Is there any more useful magic shops?
You do see one shop that's probably more what you would consider a traditional magic shop. It's small, but it's run by what looks like a sort of an elderly wizard-looking guy.
I drift that way.
Okay.
I would like to...
He appears to be shelving books on a shelf and looks over and goes, "Oh, can I help you?"
I'll go follow him.
Okay.
Good day, sir. I'm just looking for anything out of the ordinary that might catch my eye.
Hmm.
So can I case the joint for quality?
Sure. From a
mercantile perspective?
Mercantile is really hard to tell with magic items.
Oh, never mind.
But you're welcome.
Yeah, I would like
to. You can look at the quality of the craftsmanship, but that doesn't necessarily tell you the value of the item.
That's fair.
Would, go ahead.
13 total.
If these were not magical items, they are drastically overpriced.
Thanks.
I guess I'm kind of looking if there's anything like... of elven nature.
ask. You can always ask the proprietor.
I could
see if he has.
He doesn't want to ask him yet.
I could. I kind of want to look and then ask.
Of elven nature, well, we might have something.
No, he's asking you if he can look around and find out.
I'm looking around first, I guess.
You look and, I mean, you see things like maybe books, but not nothing magical that you can find.
Okay, I'll ask him then.
Okay. He goes, elven nature, well, we typically don't have many elves being on the opposite side of the continent from them. They typically don't venture out this way very often, but we do... I think I might have something. And he grabs his ladder, goes over to one of the shelves, climbs up, and opens up a small box and comes down with these small boots. He goes, well, we have these. These are of elven craftsmanship.
What kind of magical enchantment is on them?
Well, their boots, as far as my understanding, they make you slightly more nimble on your feet and even give you the ability to run slightly faster as well.
Hmm. Interesting. I bet I know someone that would like those. No, thank you.
Oh, very, very well. So he puts them back in the box, puts the box and puts it back up on the shelf. Is there anything else I can help you out with?
Browse a little bit more. I would like to, I guess, kind of see if there's any, I guess I'm trying to think if there's a, I would like to see if there's anything, I don't know what, anything, I guess, kind of that, like, is not underpriced per se, but, like, not overpriced as well.
Seems to be most of the stuff he has is not, like, he has a handful of magical equipment, but most stuff he has is more, like, books. Books okay. on magical lore, magical history, history of the different races. It's you would be better off doing research of history type stuff here than you would buying magic. But he has a handful of magic items, but it doesn't have a lot that are out on for sale.
Okay, that's fine then. Then I won't. I'll just leave.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
And he goes back to reselling his books.
Once the party gets back together, I go, well, guys, the one time I was here in town, I stayed at the Drunken Gnome, and I happen to have a contact there that tends to know, like, some of the more lesser-known information. I'd like to go talk to him and see if he might know anything about the gem.
Do we want to... get a little more lay of the land before we go talk to him? Or?
Where is the Drunken Gnome?
It's on the edge of town. It's a pretty seedy place.
Hmm.
Oh, I forgot. You're from here, aren't you?
Well, I've been here once on a guardian caravan that came through here.
Yeah, see, we go get that.
Then I say,
information.
Yeah,
as long as we all go together.
Yeah, right. Let's not split up the party again.
So, where are you guys heading to?
The Drunken Gnome.
The Drunken Gnome. Okay, this is just pretty much almost against the wall. You couldn't get much further from the center of town if you tried, other than leaving town.
Away from the main gate, or?
It is not near any of the gates. So there is an east gate. And then there's a south gate. You guys came in through the east gate.
Okay.
But this is kind of up in like almost like the northwest.
Sure.
So it's kind of against the wall without any really easy ways out.
All right.
Good. Great.
Any visible ways out?
Visible.
I mean, there's ways out.
I mean, he does have a necklace of fireballs. You can make a way out.
Well, I'm thinking that's probably where the smugglers come in. And, it's away from the gate.
It's very possible.
All right, well, let's keep our guard up as we go over there then.
Okay. I say you grab one leg, I'll grab the other. We'll lift him up.
Nice.
Very nice.
All right, do you see your contact or whatever?
I'll enter the inn and go up to the innkeeper and I'll lay 10 silver on the counter and say, I'm looking for Andro. Is he around?
What's your business with Andro?
I need to have some information that he might have.
He looks down at the 10 silver, looks back up at you, and just stares.
I'll lay another 10 down.
And he takes it, and he goes, I'll go get him.
And I don't want to stand... I want to just take a seat at a table. I want to come in with the group, but not appear like I'm with the group. Right?
Okay.
I mean, I didn't stay with him. I guess I would have walked in...
Found a seat, let him do his
probably
business.
Probably found a seat, yeah. Like, I would not have...
So...
I would not have stood there while he was talking with
him. Okay. Does anyone go up with him? Or is it just...
No, let the fighter go up by himself. That's okay.
I would have said in such a way that you can kind of watch the room and watch the room as much as possible.
Okay.
Cover his back, if you will.
Well, Aether, then you walk up and, or you wait there, and Andrew, a half-orc, walks out and he goes, been a while.
It has. Seem to remember the last time I left here, you owed me a bit of money from a wager.
That might be true, but you owe me far more for what we got into.
That was your fault.
What do you need?
Tell you what. I will repay that debt if you can give me some information on where... We're looking for a gem that might be magical, that might be located within the city. It's quite some power. Do you have any idea of any items that may be located within the city like that? Pretty rare.
I mean, there's a handful of rare gems that I know of. Any specific gem?
Well, I think it'd be marked. I think, if I remember correctly, this one's the scorpion.
This is a scorpion.
So might be marked with like a scorpion.
Okay. Scorpion's bloodstone, I believe, is what I've heard it called. There is a gem. It's actually one of the most prized possessions to what I've heard of the Dread Crowns at the moment. They have an entire competition, I guess, for lack of a better term, that they revolve around it. It's at the end of a series of trials. Generally, teams of members of their guild will go and compete in these competitions for the entertainment of the guild. And if they succeed, they get the gem, and if they don't...
So I'm assuming no one has succeeded since the gem's still here.
Not that I've heard. I would believe that whoever won the gem would likely be either have left town or would be proudly speaking of their victory to the rest of the city, possibly foolishly.
How would we get access to these games?
Well, first of all, you have to become a member.
How do you become a member?
I would presume ask.
Just merely ask is all we need to do?
I'm no member of the Dread Crowns. In fact, I want little to do with them. I generally know their comings and goings, but I tend not to get involved with them nor cross their paths, if possible. You know.
Yes, Dread Crowns were a little difficult the last time we were here. All right. Do you have any other information that might help us in this regards?
Well, I can tell you one thing. I know that the entrance to the Dread Crowns can be found at the Fool and Mug.
Ah, we were considering that location.
There is some sort of a password I've overheard. Has to do with ordering a special drink there, but I don't know what the phrase is you have to say in response to what they say. But the drink I know is called the Dragon Flame Spiced Mead. But they will ask you a question, and then there's a specific answer they expect before they grant you entrance.
Okay.
And I do not know the answer to that question.
All right, Andrew. I will pay 5 of the gold that I owe you now, and if the information pans out, I will repay the rest, and we are considered almost even. You still owe me for the wager.
Very well.
So I pay him the 5 gold.
Okay. He takes it and says, good luck on your travels and try not to get yourself killed out there.
Keep yourself alive, Andrew.
That's what I'm best at.
That's a good thing. And I return back to the group here and let them know the information that I found out.
And how do you explain it to them?
So it sounds like the Dread Crowns can be located at the Fool and Mug. We can gain entrance to it by using ordering a correct drink, which I think we have the information for. So it'll be a Dragon Flame Spiced Mead if we want to get that into the Dread. But I think the gem is located there. But it will require us to enter games. And if we win the game, supposedly we get the gem. But I don't trust that because no one has ever won the games. Or if they have, it wasn't really announced. So they probably still have.
Wait a minute. So the Dread Crowns have just, like, opened up these games to the city?
Sounds like it's some sort of gladiatorial combat.
Oh, and just anybody can join.
Obviously, they need fresh people to put into the meat grinder.
Well, as Andrew told you, only members of the guild can participate.
Yeah.
So you'd have to join. You have to become members of the Dread Crowns before you could ever be allowed to participate.
Oh, but I would assume they would send fresh members through it, either to prove themselves or to weed out.
Or we're going to do something else just to become members before we can even enter the games. Could take a while to work ourselves up to the status before we can enter the games.
Potentially.
All right. So are we doing this? Are we going to go become members?
Well, I say we go to the Fool and Mug, check out the, at least get the lay of land.
Okay. Fool and Mug, here we come.
All right. So you guys leave the tavern that you were in.
Yep.
I believe it was called the Drunken Gnome. Yep. And they were, and from there you head towards the other side of town, pretty much there on almost opposite side of the town, the Fool and Mug and the Drunken Gnome. But on your way there, something happens, and we'll find out what happens next time on Paper, Pencil, Dice. Thanks for listening to this episode of Paper, Pencil, Dice. Come check us out on our website, paperpencildice.com, or come visit us on Facebook. Leave us any feedback or questions you might have. Join us next time to see where our heroes end up on Paper, Pencil, Dice.